Well, you might be able to hear the sound of rain hitting the water, as well as a very enthusiastic young man doing his front crawl. Don't be deceived by the sounds that you may hear. Yes, I'm outdoors. I have just been showered and I've just been swimming outdoors, al fresco. So I'm at the Oasis outdoor swimming pool, which is just off Tottenham Court Road in the West End. And I really don't know why it's taken me so long to actually discover and use this wonderful facility. So 15 years living in London, and within the first month I was Brockwell Lido bound. It took me a couple of years to get the tooting habit outdoors, and then of late, just recently, heading up to the refurbished, wonderful, lovely London Lido, London Fields Lido. I just don't know how I managed to actually bypass Oasis for so long. So when you arrive here and you get changed, and you're greeted by two entrances, and there's in fact two pools. So the first one is for the indoor pool, which we all know there is no reason, no sane reason to swim indoors when there is an outdoor option, to be contained in a very sweaty, soulless environment. And then if you head right and you can walk outside into the 25 meter pool, and that's what I can see right in front of me now. So the sight that you first see is the steam arising from the water, which in itself is just so enticing. And the water temperature today is hovering around 29 degrees, which is very healthy, and the rain coming down on you as you swim, which means really it has the effect that it's actually warmer inside the water than out, and so you need to stay under as much as you can, and when your head comes up for air, then it's your head that starts to feel the chill. It's also surprisingly a lot warmer in the shallow end. Maybe that was like a temptation to actually stay down there in the shallow end. But no, I persisted, it was wonderful. I think really, any time in a new pool is always exciting. It's that change of routine and not knowing about the changing rooms and where you go for the swim, what your fellow swimmers were like. But I could heartily recommend here the Oasis Lido. It was a really, really wonderful swim. There was a couple of leaves that got in my way as I was putting the lengths in. That kind of added to the experience. I felt rather sorry for the solitary lifeguard. I can see him now. I put in my 40 lengths, I put in a great effort, I had a lovely steaming hot shower, and I've come out by the poolside, just sheltering from the rain. I'm still feeling comfortably warm inside. Poor lifeguard, not so. I don't know how many layers he's got on, he's got a scarf around his neck. There's no steam coming out of his body. So with Lambeth, my friends at Lambeth Council, planning to close all three pools in the Rotten Borough next month. So Streatham's already closed, Brixton's got some ridiculous arrangement where you have to sort of swim for half an hour each morning, get changed and hop along on one leg, otherwise you're not allowed entry, something bonkers like that. And Clapham also for the chop. With those three about to close, I may just have found my solution here in the West End. A short bike ride away, and I've got my Greenwich Leisure Limited Swim London card, which of course has the bizarre dilemma of being able to swim outdoors on a Lambeth card in a pool which is in Camden, but of course not in the Rotten Borough at Brockwell Lido. Right, I'll wind up here. I've got a chap in front of me. He's pondering. He's at the junction. Does he go indoors or out? Come on, fella. I'm going to help you along here. You know where you want to go. Yes, that's the idea. He's going out. Good man.